A long day at the ballpark for both the Braves and the Nationals. Things began quite nicely in Cobb County. They would not stay that way. Let's pick it up in the bottom of the second.
Here's the set of the pitch. Swinging a long drive to right. Harper going back, way back. And this one off the top of the wall. The signal is a home run. It is gone. Goodbye. Rio Ruiz has his first major league home run with a line drive over the 16-foot wall in right field.
3-2 from Max. Launched to deep left center field. Way back. This one's going, and it is gone. Two rows in over the wall in left center. Another home run for the Braves. That's their fifth in this series. Kemp's eighth home run. And Atlanta leading 3-0.
Well, the grounds crew went out and put the circular tarp over the pitcher's mound and over home plate. And then with this wind gusting at over 30 miles an hour, trying to get the tarp on the field, the smaller tarps blew off, covering home plate and the pitcher's mound. And now, amazingly, as the tarp was blowing away, somehow they have been able to get this field covered, and they're going to get a big hand right now.
Wieters pops one up, first base side, maybe playable. Coming over is the first baseman Peterson, and he jumps into the screen, and he makes the catch. What a play by Jace Peterson, jumping over the low wall and into the screen to make the play.
Two balls, no strikes to count. Albers kicks, delivers, and a swing and a long drive to left field. Worth going back, way back, going, and gone goodbye. Into the Nationals bullpen. A home run for Tyler Flowers. Just his second of the year. It's the third home run of the game for the Braves.
The Braves pick up a 5-2 win, ending Max Scherzer the first loss in his last 13 road starts. The Braves bullpen turned in 5 2/3 innings of hitless relief in support of starter Bartolo Colon. Dusty Baker's long day at the ballpark did not end the way he was hoping, as the Nationals fell by a 5-2 score to the Braves. The Washington skipper shared his thoughts following the setback.
Well, you know, he didn't have his usual control. And usually when he gets two strikes on a hitter, you know, he usually puts him away. And, get two strikes on the hitter and then walked him. And yeah, had two strikes on the young Ruiz and then got a ball out over the plate. And, right now they're not missing them. And, they're hitting the ball out of the park on us. We are, getting behind and throwing a lot of pitches. But, I'm glad we got the game in and didn't look like we were going to get it in. So hoping we get it in tomorrow and salvage it, win the game for relief.
Frustrating formula right now, Dusty, is
Yeah. You
guys are hanging in games, but then they're getting a couple runs in the late that make it difficult to come back.
Yeah, in the late innings, It's like, you can't trade runs with them. And, we hit some balls good, but, we're in a tough period right now. So, you can't hang your head. I don't know what these guys, they're probably a little down. But, you just got to keep fighting because tomorrow's another day. You just gotta keep grinding. Nothing lasts forever. Good and bad. So right now, every good team is gonna go in a 3 or 4 game losing streak. And I'm hoping this is the end of it tonight.
But the offense is just a matter of we weren't gonna average seven runs a game. And...
No. But I mean, we're still hitting some balls good. We're hitting some balls, on the nose, and can't guide it. All you can do is hit it. And, we'll get back to that same form again because we got some guys that can hit.
Max Scherzer was unbeaten in his last 12 road starts, but that streak came to an end Saturday. The reigning Cy Young winner spoke about his effort after a 5-2 loss to the Braves.
Just couldn't find a way to consistently throw strikes. Just deep counts on everybody. Just wasn't able to go out there and put, give length. Didn't have fastball command, and just didn't do a lot of things right today. A lot of things that are a staple of, what I think makes a successful pitcher, I just didn't do, and never could find rhythm, and was talking with Mad Dog in between innings just to try to find anything, and nothing really seemed to stick. So, but the end of the world, there's worse things in the world than to have that be as frustrating as it is to only give up 3 runs in that scenario. Things could have been a lot worse. So, as Mad Dog says, how good's your bad game?
Were you intent on going back out there for the six if, you know, see if the rain?
I don't think so. I think they were content with, I mean, they knew I was battling myself, that, you know, I think I was done after the five innings, that I did everything I could do to say it.
I know when your fastball location is where you want it, you feel like that kind of opens up things for you. When you don't have the fastball command, how much tougher does it get for you?
Real tough, because then you're searching for all your off-speed pitches. You're searching for your slider, searching for your curveballs, changeup. You know, that was the only saving grace. The thing that kept it, you know, kept me in the ballgame and kept this from blowing open was that I did have slider command. You know, I was able to throw my slider for strikes, able to, you know, somehow locate that pitch. But, you know, this will be going back to the drawing board, figure out what I need to do mechanically, go have a good pen, flush us out, and have a good start next time.
I haven't had a chance, sorry, to look at the two home run balls, but were they pitches that you made a good pitch in the picture, or did you kind of miss this one?
They're probably fastballs on the middle part of the plate. I know that on Kemp. Pretty sure that was the case on Ruiz as well. So, you know, that's just things I got to, you know, those are just pitch, I got to be better in those situations.
Been two on walk before the Ruiz. You mentioned, you know, it could have been worse, but what was going on there with the two on walk?
Just symptoms of the similar stuff I was dealing with the whole day. Just wasn't able to, you know, be in sync with my fastball. You know, wasn't able to locate that, and just it worked. You know, was able to, you know, let him work his way into hitter's count, and wasn't able to throw a good 3-2 pitch, and wasn't able to locate a 3-2 fastball. So, you know, that's just one of those things that happens. You know, just do the best you can, keep the team in the ball game. And that's sometimes all you can do. You know, like you said, sometimes you guys flush us out, and hopefully you have a good start next time.
The Nationals sent Steven Strasburg to the mound Sunday as he battles Jaime Garcia.